start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. Yep, believe it or not, we are already inside of the month of May. Where has the time gone? I mean, you take a look around and you go, geez, it feels like the new year had just occurred. And when you start thinking, well, we're in month numero cinco, well, we're already 5 months in. So how is this happening? Well, anyways, I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as things are going, moving, grooving, and all that kind of fun stuff. You know, all the stuff that we normally say as we get the show started and talking a little bit about everything that's going on. So today, I was sitting around and having conversations earlier this week as we are in Canada this week. Yeah, that's what we're doing. So I was having a combo about goal setting, and it was interesting having that conversation because it's so psychological, that whole goal setting. And so I was thinking about it and I said, what if we just did an episode about psychology of goal setting and how to set and achieve meaningful objectives? So I said, maybe that's the stuff we talk about today. And listen, I know that a lot of the stuff we've been doing lately is really focusing on the psychological side of the stuff of what we have going on. There is no doubt about that. So don't worry there. So there is no doubt. But let's talk about this. So goal setting is an integral part of personal and professional growth. If you haven't realized that yet, maybe this is something that we need to discuss. So allowing individuals to identify, prioritize, and achieve their aspirations. When properly executed, goal setting can improve motivation, focus, and overall well-being. Understand that psychology behind effective goal setting can help you establish meaningful objectives and develop strategies to reach them. As we talk today about this, we're going to explore the importance of goal setting, discussing the key components of success of goal setting strategies, and provide practical tips to set and achieve your goals. Because sometimes I talk to people and they don't really have a goal per se. It's more kind of a wish. So we'll talk about that today. So if we went into the whole aspect of the importance of goal setting, goals can provide, well, a sense of direction, if anything, maybe even a sense of purpose, acting as like a, we'll say a faux pas roadmap for personal and professional growth. They enable individuals to measure progress, maintain some level of motivation, and allocate resources efficiently, if anything. Research has consistently demonstrated that a strong correlation between goal setting and improved performance, as well as increased satisfaction and well-being. So what are some of the key components of effective goal setting? I have some of those for you because, I mean, it wouldn't be much of an episode if I didn't give you that, right? At least minimally. So let's go through them one by one. So let's start off with the beginning portion. Specificity. Yes, that is clearly defined goals that provide a tangible target to strive for, increasing likelihood of success. Vague or ambiguous goals can lead to confusion and lack of focus, hindering progress. When setting goals, ensure that they are specific, detailing exactly what you want to achieve and how you plan to do so. I know that's going to be one of those ones that's significantly difficult to do, but I will tell you, in the long run, it will truly pay off. the more specific you want. I mean, I wouldn't say jump out of bed, step on my left foot, anything like that. I'm just going to make sure that you're specific on what you're trying to target there. And then let's talk about measurability. So if I would say that would be number two, effectively track progress and determine when a goal has been achieved. It must be measurable, establishing quantifiable criteria such as a specific timeline or numerical target enables you to evaluate your progress and adjust your approach as needed. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people sometimes when you start talking about measurable targets, they start thinking that it's some level of money. It's not money that we're talking about. We're talking about the level of actually being able to achieve something. The measurability of, okay, I want to do this by this timeline is what we're talking about. It's not about how much money you're going to make, because that's what some people want to focus on. That's not what we're talking about here. So achievability might be the other one that we need to think about here. If I would say that one would be number three. Well, it's essential to set ambiguous goals. They must also be some level of attainability. I mean, it's cool to have a big, hairy, audacious goal, but let's not have goals that are unrealistic. Because if you do that, it can lead to frustration and decline in your motivation, which achievable goals promote a sense of accomplishment and increase self-confidence. Be honest with yourself about your abilities and resources and set goals that are challenging yet realistic. And what I always say here is that you could probably do this in micro goals. Yes, just small goals as you build up. And if you're not sure what to do when you're doing the specific aspect of it, just do micro goals. They'll probably get you further than what you think. And then relevance. This would be number four. Goals that you can align with your values, priorities, and the long-term vision. Ensuring that they are meaningful and contribute to your overall growth. Setting irrelevant goals can lead to the lack of motivation and commitment, making it difficult to maintain progress. So just don't start trying to put some stuff out there that just doesn't make sense to what your overall objective is. So let's talk about number five for a moment, because time bound is going to be a very specific thing here. Deadlines create a sense of urgency, encouraging individuals to prioritize their goals and allocate resources effectively. Without a clear time frame, it's easy to become complacent and lose focus. Establish a deadline for each goal to maintain momentum and stay on track. Sometimes we have these goals that we want to put out there, but when we put them out there, there's not an realistic timeline. If I tell you, okay, I want to do this before I die, well, I'm sorry, but most of us don't know when that's going to occur. So it's extremely difficult to say, okay, that's a great timeline, because we just don't know when that's happening. So think about those things. I know that they're not great things to talk about when you really put it out there, but man, we have to have some level of goal that it makes sense when we're talking about it, because if it's a timeline that is obtainable or a timeline that you're talking about and somebody else is holding you accountable, let's say an accountability partner, how are you going to give them a timeline if you just have some big, hairy, audacious goal that doesn't have some end track to it? Seriously, think about that for a moment. And I know it's not the easiest things to talk about sometimes, but they're great things to talk about as we are moving forward. So let's talk a little bit about some tips that we can discuss about goal setting, because I think that that's going to be important to our overall communication here as we are talking about this. So tips for setting and achieving meaningful goals. Let's give you a good 10 here, because I think that that's going to be important. Write your goals down. Putting your goals on paper or a digital format makes it more concrete and it helps you stay accountable. Research has shown that individuals who write down their goals are more likely to achieve them. I know, we can talk about this, we can talk about wishes, we can talk about things that happen or things that don't happen, but I will tell you, some of the people that I have followed along and taken a look at what they're trying to accomplish has always been specifically goal-driven. And they write out these goals to make sure that these things could come to fruition. And not because it's one of those things that they're dreaming about. It's one of those things that they say, okay, now that I have a goal, this is a possibility of what we can do. So let's continue talking about this. Number two, break down larger goals, longer term goals into smaller goals. Short term objectives can make them more manageable and less overwhelming. This approach allows you to maintain motivation and celebrate progress along the way. So if you have a giant goal that you're trying to accomplish, break it down into smaller steps. You know, when I used to talk to people about some level of financing stuff and all that kind of jazz, we always talked about, you know, celebrating the smaller goals, celebrating the things that they paid off at the very beginning. No difference here in that particular regard. So number three would be create an action plan and develop a step-by-step outlining the specific actions required to achieve each goal. A plan can serve as a roadmap providing guidance and structure as you work towards your objectives. Number four, monitor progress. Regularly assess your progress towards your goal, making adjustments as needed. This ongoing evaluation can help you stay focused, maintain motivation, and identify areas of improvement. Number five, develop a support network. Share your goals with friends, family members, or colleagues who can provide encouragement, advice, and accountability. A strong support network can be instrumental in helping you stay on track and overcome obstacles. Listen, having an accountability partner on when you're having issues that you can turn to and have conversations about things that are going on is crucial to this whole thing. And I say this from the standpoint of, listen, there are times in life that things become difficult, and it's good to talk to people that might have common scenarios that they've been into with you or common scenarios that they've actually went through in the past, opposed to just trying to do this whole thing on your own. So think about that as you are considering moving forward with this. And stay flexible would be number six. Be prepared to adapt your goals and strategies as circumstances change or new information becomes available. Flexibility is essential for long-term success, enabling your respond effectively to unexpected challenges and seize new opportunities. And that's the thing. Sometimes you can start off with you're trying to accomplish X, and as you're going down the path, you realize, hold on, there is this whole other opportunity that I did not realize as I was going through this whole thing. So maybe, and just maybe, I should take a look at this slightly differently opposed to the way that I was looking at it all along. Let's talk about number seven here. Celebrate your achievement. Acknowledge your accomplishments, both large and small, along the way. Celebrating your progress can boost your self-confidence, reinforce your commitment to your goals, and provide motivation for your future endeavors. And number eight, learn from failure. I know this is a difficult one that we seem to talk about all the time, but failure is a natural part of goal setting, and especially part of the goal setting process, and can provide valuable lessons for growth and development. Instead of dwindling on setbacks, analyze what went wrong and use the information to refine your strategies and approach. You'll be really amazed on how that works. The next one, take a moment and take a listen to this because I want to make sure that we're very clear here. If number nine should be the main focus on what's going on here, maintain a positive attitude. A positive mindset can significantly influence your ability to set and achieve goals. Embrace challenges, maintain optimism, and believe in your ability to overcome obstacles. Cultivate a growth mindset, focusing on learning and improving rather than solely on outcomes. PMA is something that I've been using for years, positive mental attitude. I used to write that down around me all the time to make sure that I stayed focused on that because it's so important that you keep that in maintaining a positive attitude. PMA, I used to write it on my wrist all the time. So if I wanted to say number 10 would sound something like this: prioritize self-care. Yeah. Listen to this. Balancing goals, achievement, and self-care is crucial for maintaining motivation and overall well-being. Ensure that you allocate time to relaxation, exercise, and social connections, as well as personal and professional development. Here's what happens sometimes. We get so involved with our goal setting that we forget that there's still work that needs to be done. And the engine that is driving the whole thing, well, most of the times, it's you. And if you don't take time to develop yourself, take care of yourself, who else is going to do it? I know that I sit with people consistently and tell them that they need to block out time on their calendars for themselves. And they look at me like I'm from a different planet. But that's the goal. That's the thing. You have to have time for yourself to work on things. I will tell you, you will become similar to the five people closest to you. Seriously, that's not a joke. And your knowledge base will continue to increase based on the books that you read. Listen to me. It's based on the books that you read. I normally try to read a new book a month. Something that I haven't read before, if possible. There are some books that I do tend to repeat at least a couple of times a year because I think that those books are so important. I normally go with nonfiction books in regards to that because I think it's so important. And there's all kinds of different genres out there. I mean, fiction is kind of more of a fun type of approach, but if you can do one new book a month and learn something new through the process, you'll see how things change for you. So if anything, the psychology of goal setting plays a critical role in a personal and professional growth, providing direction, motivation, and a sense of purpose. By understanding the key components of effective goal setting and implementing practical strategies, you can set and achieve meaningful objectives that contribute to your overall success and well-being. Remember to stay flexible, maintain a positive attitude, and learn from both your success and failures as you move towards your goals. Yeah, and that's an important part, learning from your failures. With persistence and commitment, you can unlock your full potential and create a fulfilling, purpose-driven life. But you have to have goals to have that to work. Think about that for a moment. Because if you don't have a goal, what are you really striving after? Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.